Fort Worth School Board Racial Equity Committee member who docks parents resigns. By Brecken F. Tease on December 9, 2021. Norma Garcia Lopez, co-chair of the Fort Worth, Texas School Board's Racial Equity Committee, resigned Wednesday after she admitted to releasing personal information of parents on the internet and leaving a profane voicemail for at least one parent. Garcia Lopez cited the vile and relentless attacks on me by white supremacists as the reason for her resignation. The Racial Equity Committee co-chair, however, was actively going after parents who disagreed with her. Parents were doxxed due to their opposition to critical race theory and their active lawsuit against the school district over its mask mandate policy, one in which a court granted a preliminary injunction, but which the school district has appealed twice to higher courts, Breitbart News reported. Garcia Lopez admitted to releasing personal information of parents, despite rejecting the claim that she doxxed parents, telling the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, "Some people consider my actions doxxing. It's not doxxing when you expose someone who filed a public motion in a public court of law that impacts public school children." As Breitbart News reported, however, Garcia Lopez released the personal information and subsequently told the internet to do your thing. Garcia Lopez also admitted to leaving a profane voicemail to one parent, Carrie Remeyer. "Fuck you, you stupid bitch Carrie Remeyer," Garcia Lopez began in her voicemail. "Fuck you, with your white privilege not caring about the well-being of others. Fuck you." She defended her voicemail, however, saying, "My message contained harsh language. No threats, some people find my choice of words in that message offensive. But what's really offensive is that four white parents could hold so much power." In her resignation note, the former Fort Worth school official said that every student in FWIST, Fort Worth Independent School District, deserves equity and respect. "That is my passion and reason for serving on those committees," according to Fox News. "I cannot allow the vile and relentless attacks on me by white supremacists to distract from or overshadow the continued pursuit of equity in FWIST," she continued. "That work is too vital." According to Fox News, Remeyer is relieved that Garcia Lopez is no longer involved with the school board, but remains skeptical about the district's willingness to work with concerned parents, saying, "We are disappointed by the complete lack of action by the Board of Trustees." Garcia Lopez had been active on social media, not only doxing parents but levying other personal attacks. Garcia Lopez apparently mocked Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., for needing a wheelchair, Breitbart News reported, as well as shared a post likening opponents of mask mandates to members of the Ku Klux Klan. "Y'all had no problem wearing masks when you were burning crosses on our lawns, bombing our churches, and lynching black people," the post said. Brecken F. Tease is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Tease.